This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
I can't believe it's that time again. Time for the Visit Isle of Wight Show. James and Judy here. With Philip Parker from Enterprise Rent-A-Car in the studio, we have no sounds of cars. We've got sounds of hovercrafts in the background. We've got sounds of cows. We've got sounds of lions. We've got sounds of trains. But we don't have any sounds of cars, I'm afraid, Philip. And Kieran isn't in the studio with us today because he's throwing himself out of an aeroplane for charity.
Yeah, good luck, Kieran.
So if you hear a loud splat in the background, you know what it is. Philip, thank you very much for joining us again. It's lovely to see you in the studio. And last time we saw you, you were telling us about all the wonderful things Enterprise was about to do here on the island, but they've actually happened now, haven't they?
Thanks for having us again. Yeah, absolutely. It's all kicked off quite well for the summer. We're in a good position, and like we said last time, Car Club is live, ready, it's going. We have four cars based on the Isle of Wight being used regularly by tourists and commuters alike.
Yeah.
And we're fully involved in Isle of Wight Pride this weekend as well.
Well, let's talk about Pride first of all. So Pride is coming up this Saturday. It's the 18th of July. There are 5,000 tickets available. Unfortunately for people at home, 5,000 have been distributed already. I believe there is a way that you can still worm your way in by getting a VIP ticket, which you have to pay for. And you need to go on to iwpride.org to do that. But there are a lot of people, island businesses, who are getting involved with Pride. There's a Pride Village. And tell us, what are you going to do, Philip? Because I believe you are... You've got your foot on the brake, literally, on the day, haven't you?
Quite literally, yeah, absolutely. We are fully involved in supporting Pride. It's something Enterprise firmly believe in. We're a very diverse company.
Brilliant.
We've got a car going through Pride on Saturday. I'll be behind the wheel with a few of my colleagues from both Ireland and mainland.
This is fantastic. And I mean, there is a parade, obviously, that's going to be taking place at 11 o'clock. It goes down from Ride School through Union Street to the Pride Village. You are going to be one of the few people, I think, on four wheels for that parade, because Union Street is pretty steep, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So what exactly are you going to be doing in that car? Is it a sort of open top car or what?
No, it'll be one of our Car Club vehicles. So it's going to be Enterprise branded, so look out for it. It's what we offer on the Isle of Wight. And it's really just to promote diversity within the workplace. We're fully behind any diverse movement in Enterprise, and Pride is something we're involved with all through the South Coast. We were involved in London on the weekend. So
well done.
It's good to be part of something so historic here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our first ever Pride on the island, and we're very proud that it's happened, and it's certainly done an enormous amount of good things for the LGBTQ community here. Now, we're just going to listen to one of your songs. It's Fleetwood Mac, The Chain. Now, tell me why you chose this one, Philip.
Obviously, it has resemblance to Cars, being the Formula One soundtrack. But it's also one of my favourite songs, and it's just good to be hearing your favourite song on the radio.
Fabulous. Well, when you come back, we'll talk about this car club, because I think it's a very important thing for the island, and looking forward to that. And also, I want to ask you about hybrids, too. James and Judy here in the studio with Philip Parker, doing the Visit Isle of Wight Show here at Vectis Radio. Yes, I can see why you chose that. That guitar is very, very, very familiar from Fleetwood Mac. That was The Chain. And yeah, we hear that with all the Formula One programs that we see on television. Philip, we were talking about Car Club, a very important thing for the Isle of Wight, because public transport's okay on the island, but it's not that great if you want to go to out of the way places and you want to get there quickly. If you are, however, just trying to go in a straight line, it's a bit difficult, isn't it, if you've got a hire car under normal circumstances?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing that we're looking at with Car Club is situating vehicles at access points to the island. So we currently have two based down in West Cowes, and we have two in Newport at the moment. Once demand starts to pick up and they become more frequently used, then we'll look at other places on the island.
Yeah.
Obviously, hotspots being around the Yarmouth area, around the Ryde area. Basically, where we can have a bigger network of vehicles or more demand for vehicles is where we can start bringing more vehicles onto
the
island.
Okay, so how do they work? You effectively just pick them up in one place and just rent them for, 2 hours or something like that?
You can rent them for anywhere from an hour up to 24 hours or 2-3 days, depending on what works for you.
Right.
Obviously, they are aimed at shorter journeys because you can start to rack up price quite quickly if you're in about 5-7 days. But the idea behind it is it all works through telematics. So there's an app on your smartphone, or you can do it through an internet browser.
Yeah.
You book a vehicle, use a contactless card to unlock the vehicle, and you use a vehicle for as long as you need it. Once you finish with the vehicle, return it to the same spot.
Does it have to be the same spot?
At the moment, yeah, it does have to be the same spot. So that's why we've situated 2 down in West Cowes, because it's a very, you know, busy route for people coming in from Southampton to the island.
Yeah.
And we've also have 2 based in Newport, so people staying in hotels and B&Bs around Newport can also get that benefit.
Okay, and eventually will you be able to take it to a different spot?
That's something we'll work on in progress. Providing we have a big enough network, then obviously it's one of those things that will eventually derive that way.
Okay.
But where it's in its infancy at the moment, just to the same spot makes it a lot easier for people to collect them, because they're situated by GPS on a map.
Yeah.
So when you load up your app, you can see where they are on the map, providing the car's there and available.
Right, okay. So, I mean, it could be quite a good idea for islanders as well, not just for tourists to the island.
Absolutely.
You know, who don't really use a car very often, but, you know, might occasionally want to see the mother-in-law on the other side of the island one day every year or something like that, and think it's a good idea to do it like this.
Yeah, definitely. One of the struggles with islanders renting a vehicle on the Isle of Wight is if they're under 25, they might not be able to get access to a car.
Yeah.
With Car Club, you can start at 19, providing you have a debit card in your name, you have a driving license.
Yeah.
Then it appeals to the masses. It's one thing that we thought would certainly take up a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, 19-year-olds being able to rent, you know, really nice vehicles is something that...
Yeah, well, that must be brilliant at festival time, when people are coming over sort of and want to sort of have a look around the island as well as coming to the festival. That's a really, really good point. How are things going otherwise? I imagine it's boom season for you at the moment, isn't it?
It is very, very busy at the moment. We're encountering, you know, a lot of custom, which is really, really good for us. We're seeing a lot of new faces, a lot of tourists, a lot of island companies alike. So it is a really, really good time for us. We're really, really busy, which is obviously what you want as a business.
Sorry, good. And now you are still picking people up, aren't you, from the pier over at Ryde, and then bringing them to Newport, which is very nice of you.
That's our unique selling point, so we definitely still do it.
So you have a good old chat with them in the car. Well, what's people's sort of favourite impression of the Isle of Wight? Did they have
where it's so early on in the season, we've seen a lot of people come from more kind of industrious areas, built up areas. So we have a lot of Londoners coming down at the moment, and they just can't believe, you know, how fresh the air is, how nice it is down here. I mean, I went to London myself this weekend and came back to the island, and I just love the smell of the sea air.
I know. Well, we funnily enough, we did the same last week. We're up on Thursday, which is, you know, when there was the heat wave, and just getting back to the island, there's a sort of visible sense of relief.
Yeah.
So do people think that they sort of can relax better here, do you think?
Yes, everyone notices a different pace of life, and so it's definitely more relaxing.
Yeah.
It's more comfortable.
Now, how do you get people used to island roads? Because certainly a different pace of life is a great way of describing island roads, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the thing to get over, you know, to visitors to the island is that you can't want to go very quickly, because there is only 1 mile of dual carriageway on the whole of the island. And if you get stuck behind a man in a flat cap in a Rover 200... and you're in Bembridge, and he's driving in the same direction to Newport, well, that's it. You're going
you
at his
time.
Speed. So you really need to kind of be quite zen about driving here, I guess, don't you?
Yeah, or blindfold and just fly across roundabouts.
Yeah, that's another thing, roundabouts. It's true, isn't it, Philip? The people on the island do not know how to use roundabouts.
No, absolutely. They just don't. There's no hiding behind it or no disguising it. It's pretty much a free-for-all.
It is, and the worst thing of all about the island, I'm afraid, not a very good thing to discuss on the Visit Isle of Wight show, is the one sort of mega roundabout on the island is at Coppins Bridge in Newport, and that is just
crazy. Again, it's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all, but also there are some people who believe, because they know how it works, that they are the in sole charge of the rules. And if you attempt to sort of change lanes, because lanes, of course, are a very unusual thing on the island. If you attempt to change lane and somebody has been in the other lane, meaning to go to Sandown, they don't give you much slack, do they?
No.
So,
but I think if you, like you said, if you take it for what it is and have a bit of zen about you whilst driving on the island, yeah, it's a really nice place to drive.
It is.
Especially if you get out towards the Downs and across Freshwater, Yarmouth Way, and just take in the views, have a stop at a few other viewpoints. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a huge advantage to driving slowly, isn't there? Yeah. You can see all the beautiful scenery. Put your windows down, turn off your aircon, and get the fresh air in.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of coming to the Isle of Wight, do try and get in touch with Philip and his colleagues, because you might find it's much cheaper to hire a car here and come over on the hovercraft or come over on the catamaran than to come on the ferry at peak times. That's true, isn't it, Philip?
Yeah, we have a special deal with the hovercraft, which can only be facilitated in our branch, but it does work out very beneficial to anyone travelling.
Brilliant. How do people get in touch with you, Philip?
We have the best way of contacting us is on our telephone number, which is 01983 559 357, and that's option 4 to get through to us guys at the branch.
Right.
They can go on to enterprise.co.uk and make a booking that way.
Yeah.
Or we do have a reservation centre as well, which can be found online.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful summer. And we're going to listen to Disciples on My Mind now. Stick with us, because we're going to be talking about some great beaches to visit on the Isle of Wight.
All I do every night is think about you.
Sergio Mendes. Yeah, we're finally back. That was Sergio Mendes, Masquina, the More Than Nothing. And I'm sorry you heard nothing just before that, after Rude and Magic, because Judith and I were in the green room here at Vectis Radio. Ian was showing us exactly what is going to happen on the refit to the green room. It is going to be renamed the Verve Clicquot.
Sweet.
Yeah, the Verve Clicquot suite. Outside, we are going to have wall-to-wall bottles of Verve Clicquot champagne on ice, ready for our guests. So do come and join us here at Vectis Radio. The canapés and the champagne will be flowing freely as soon as we go FM on 104.6. Now, talking about champagne, you can really lead a champagne lifestyle here on the Isle of Wight, because we have got some of the best beaches. You don't need to go to Ibiza. Just stick with us here on the Isle of Wight. And Judy, we have got some tips for wonderful beaches, because we're a bit spoilt, really, aren't we?
Yeah, we are spoilt for choice. And I think it's fair to say that we have a beach for everyone, whatever your interest in beaches is.
A beach for all seasons.
A beach for all seasons. So if you've got little tiddlers with you who like clambering on rocks and going crabbing and generally pottering about, I don't think you could do better than Sea View.
No, I think Sea View is really good. There are lots and lots of rock pools in the it's interesting. Sea View's got these lovely sandy beaches, hasn't it? But also quite a lot of rocks to the side, just off the main village beach, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Seagrove,
exactly. That's just what I was going to say, James. You've got those sort of little rock pools where the kids can go crabbing. Then you venture up a bit more along the coast, say towards Priory Bay, and you've got some beautiful sandy beaches for swimming and for sunbathing. So you can
best of all worlds,
and you sort of break up the day, but depending on the tide, between swimming and doing some crabbing and rock pooling.
Also a great place to watch the cruise liners go by.
Absolutely, and a charming little Edwardian village Sea View.
Okay, what next?
Well, next up is I would like to recommend Shanklin, because we went there. It was Sunday, wasn't it?
Sunday,
beautiful day. We went up to Shanklin Beach, up to the end where the access to the Chine is, Shanklin Chine. And why I like it at that end is it's sandy. I mean, the whole of Shanklin Beach is basically sandy. But if you go up towards the Chine end, the sea comes in sort of a bit higher up the sand.
That's right.
And if, like me, you're a bit of, you know, you need a bit of encouragement to get in, it's actually easier to get in, isn't it, if you don't have so far to run over the sand to get into the water. The other lovely, lovely thing about Shanklin Beach, James, is they've got lots of beach stations where you can hire some sunbeds, umbrellas and windbreaks and get incredibly comfortable and get settled for
yeah,
the day.
You do feel as if you're away from it all and you're probably in the med, actually. The nice thing about Shanklin is it's kind of more south-facing than you'd get on the north coast. The one issue with Sea View is the sun does tend to go off the beaches in the afternoon because it's north-facing. With Shanklin, you're nice and south-facing. Lovely sandy beach.
Yeah.
It's a lovely sort of slope into the sea.
Yeah.
And you can just sort of trot in and you're soon waist deep.
Yeah.
Also, very, very warm. Isn't it at the moment?
Yeah, I have to say it's one of my favourite places to swim. And if you're going to get settled down there for the day and you don't really want to take a picnic with you, lots of lovely cafe bars along the front there, lots of lovely little beach bars too. So you don't have to pack up anything if you don't want to. It's all there within very, very short distance.
I think talking about sort of feeling abroad, my next favourite beach has got to be Wycliffe Bay. Because I don't know whether anybody listening has been to Zakynthos, also called Zante in Greece. Wycliffe Bay actually feels like that. Now, it's quite difficult to get to because there's a caravan park just above it, and probably the best way to get to it is a lovely walk from Bembridge. If you know the Crab and Lobster pub at Bembridge, there's a walk that takes about half an hour to 40 minutes, depending on what speed you're going, from the Crab and Lobster. It's part of the coastal path, and then you go down one of two very steep paths to Wycliffe Bay itself. There are two lovely little cafes at the bottom. We spend a lot of the time at one called the Wonky Cafe, which does ace breakfast, doesn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. And what I love about that, James, and I'll just explain to our listeners that we actually live in Bembridge, so at the start of the walk that James mentioned, which is you really feel you're sort of on a bit of an Enid Blyton adventure, because, you know, pack up your towel and your cosy and walk across the beautiful cliff tops and then down into the bay for a beautiful swim.
Yeah, there's half a mile of absolutely stunning sandy beach. It's very, very popular with geologists because there are a lot of different rock formations and the cliffs are crumbling away on either side. There's the lovely chalky cliff of Culver Down, but behind you there are sandstone cliffs as well, and the whole thing is remarkably beautiful.
It is, and the sand is absolutely pristine. I have to say, if I had little ones with me who were learning to swim or wanting a swim, I think that's where I'd go.
Yeah.
Very shallow waters, beautiful sand, absolutely lovely, and never too wavy down there either, so very calm as well.
Yeah, now we've been talking mainly about things on the East White. What about the West White, Judy?
On the West White,
I think Colwell Bay has to be the one that I would choose.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people do like those sort of chines off the military road. They can be quite difficult to get down to. Sometimes the footsteps the footbridges and the bridges and the steps just aren't there. But if you can get down there, of course, you might be able to find some fossils. But if you want a really nice swim and a great day out, and if you want to watch the posh people coming in their little ribs from the mainland, I think Colwell Bay can't be beaten. Lovely swimming conditions. When it's high tide, you can just sort of splash in straight away from the water's edge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it's high tide, you can just walk down the steps that lead from the walkway at the top, and you're straight in and you're swimming immediately. I have to say, I do like to swim where there are some nice caffs nearby that I can access easily. And Colwell Bay certainly ticks all the boxes there.
Yeah, whether it's, you know, just a sort of hamburger and chips, or you want something a little bit posher, Colwell Bay has got everything for you.
Yeah, and also some very handy shops if you need to stock up on some little armbands for the kids, or if you've forgotten your sun hat or your suntan cream. You can get everything you need down there, so that's a great one.
Okay, some insider tips there for beaches. We're back after the adverts and Pussycat Dolls. Pussycat Dolls and Jai Ho, that was the theme from Slumdog Millionaire. And if you want an Indian summer, why don't you come and see us here on the Isle of Wight? I've just had a look at the weather forecast for the next 10 days, Judy. It doesn't look as if there's going to be any rain at all. Lots of lovely sunshine. So over that period, we can just quickly tell people at home about the Open Studios event that's going on.
Yes, James, this starts on Friday this week, Friday the 14th of July, and runs until Monday the 24th of July. And this is a fabulous opportunity to visit artists across the island in their own studios or in their own homes to see the amazing range of artwork which is inspired by this beautiful island. You can see painting, sculpture, jewellery, glass art, lino cuts, photography, weaving and textile art, just to name but a few. And in the very spot, in the very homes and studios of the island artists who are creating this huge diverse range of amazing artworks.
Yeah, we've been to this in the past, and sometimes you can get on houseboats, you can go to really very quaint studios, like at Winkle Street, for example.
Yes.
One of the island's hidden treasures. What's the website for that, Judy?
It is www.isleofwightarts.com. That's isleofwightarts.com. And if you can tear yourself away from those beautiful beaches for a moment, do please, please try and visit one or more of our fantastic artists here on the island.
Yeah, and if you have got views about the island and you've been to the island and you want to tell us how lovely it is, why don't you tweet us at Vectis Radio. That's all for the Visit Isle of Wight show today from James and Judy. We're going to leave you with Julia Michaels.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
www.vectisradio.com.